Good morning. It's 8:30, yeah, on October the 9th, 2013. It's a Wednesday. Yeah, pretty sure it's Wednesday. I'm a little confused because there's been so much sickness in the house. Everybody's home again today. Everybody's home on Monday. My wife was home yesterday. She's home again today. Younger daughter is home, sick, got a fever. 18:22 on the first mile and barely dragging. I almost didn't go out today. I almost took a recoup day. And I feel awful, to tell you the truth. But I figured I may as well walk. So I'm walking. I'm not going to break any speed records today. I'll be lucky to break a sweat today. Well, actually, that's not true. I'm sweating already, even at 18 minutes. Yesterday was pretty ugly. Headache, body ache, fever, the works. So, yeah, didn't walk yesterday. It's cold and dark. I had to go out and deliver the kids to school and go back and pick her up again. And then after school, her fever resurfaced. So it's like, oh crap. One of those probably should have had her stay home yesterday so she could go today, but also 20/20 hindsight. So, yeah, I waited till it was daylight. I waited till the temperature got up a little bit so I wasn't out walking in 40 degrees in the dark. That made it a little more palatable. Good morning. I still have a fair amount of drainage. My lungs have been for a few days. So I have this sort of odd sound to my voice today. See if I can clear it. Yeah, there we go. Not quite, but almost. So I won't be recording today. I probably won't be writing today. I may be editing a little bit if I can focus more. Finding enough focus to stay awake and stare at the screen has been a challenge. I went to bed early the night before last, and I went to bed early again last night, but honestly, I'm ready for a nap. I'm ready for some breakfast, but I'm ready for a nap. I'm pooped. Couple happy looking dogs coming. Good morning. So yeah, that's about where we are. Good morning. A lot of people out for their walk this morning, walking their dogs or just walking. Oh, so the sky's breaking up a little bit. When I came out, there was almost a solid cloud deck. It still is off to the north, off to the northwest, off to the west over the mountains. It's pretty cloudy. Overhead, it's broken up a little bit. Some blue sky up there. Fall. Oh my goodness, yes indeed. There's bare trees already. And the aspen right here beside the road that's turned yellow. Some something else there. It's turned red. I don't usually get much red tree. It's kind of pretty. I feel kind of lightheaded, to be honest. I'm going to go home and get something to eat and sit down. Good morning. Good morning. Standard poodle. You don't often, because so many people have toy poodles, you don't often see a standard. It's a big dog. It's a happy looking dog though, I gotta say that. Most of the dogs in this neighborhood, they make their rounds, they look pretty happy. I suppose there's a lot to be happy about if you're a dog and you're out for your thrice daily trundle around the neighborhood to see who's peed where. But yeah, kind of all lightheaded now. My legs aren't in pain. I'm not, my body hurts, but nothing like, oh, yesterday it was so bad. Definitely that deep bone body ache from flu kind of thing I think I had. If not the flu, then a near brush with flu. I'm pretty sure my younger daughter has influenza. She's coughing and body ache, periodic fever. Sometimes she's hungry and sometimes she's not. And classic lung fluenza. I was stuffed up all day yesterday. I'm not stuffed up today. That's something. Small advantages. I will take them. I've said that, I'm going to sneeze. My nose is going to start to run and I'm going to sneeze. Yes, this is classic. Classic! Roofer setting up here. Putting on their harnesses and safety lines. A whole lot of roofing going on. Must be their mid-morning break. It's too. They generally start much earlier. And we make the eastern turn. sun feels good, sort of. I still have that sort of, sick taste. I'm definitely not well. I'm looking forward to getting away. I'm better by then. Jesus, 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from Friday. No, a week from Friday. Friday's the 10th, the 11th, tomorrow's the 10th. Friday's the 11th, and that's on the 18th, so it's a week from Friday. Next week, Bunkerpole. I have cards. I have cards left over from last year, so I have cards. I'm not going to take any books. There's no point to take paperbacks down there. The sun raised the temperature 10 degrees. Feels good on my face. I'm wearing two sweatshirts. Oh, the marching band. High school marching band must be out, I can hear. I can hear the drum line. It's coming up on Greeley Invitational, if I remember correctly, from previous years. I don't have a kid in marching band this year, so we don't have the schedule for all of the marching competitions in the Aber area anymore. Not that I really honestly miss them, but the 1 year they could have gone to regional. The problem is if they're going to go to regional, they have to pay in advance, and then they have to earn the right to go. And the fee is like $175, and it's non-refundable. So if you think you're going to go to regional, you have to pay for the ticket before you know whether or not you're going to be invited to regional. Or I guess it's state. You go to regional anyway, but it's state that you have to pay the fee. I suspect you have to pay a fee to regional as well, but it's the state one. And last year, the local band made it, and the school had not paid the fee, so they couldn't go. And it was quite a blow. Some of them it was their senior year, and they've been working. I guess it was the year before, because the kid didn't play Melphone last year. And it was quite a blow. It was like, oh, come on. And they've been working and working and working and working, and they're getting closer and closer and closer and closer. The new band director, who is still kind of learning his ropes here and paying his dues here in Colorado, so he didn't really understand how things were going. He picked a couple of programs that didn't work so well. They got a program that worked, and they got a training schedule that worked. They started earlier than the football team, And they earned a slot at state in the year that the city didn't pay for their entry fee. So that was kind of a pain, kind of a slap in the face. It really took a wind out of their sails. Great, I'm going to start coughing now. I can just barely hear him. Wow. I'm not exactly winded because I haven't been working very hard here this morning. I've just sort of been shambling along. I can hear him now. Don't recognize the music at all, which is unusual because I have a pretty good catalog of music in my head. Usually can pick out what the tune is, and no idea what that one was. Of course, it was a big flourish at the end, so I thought the earlier piece was something from Anna and the King, so maybe they're doing a Rodgers and Hart medley or something. I know one year they did Phantom of the Marching Band. Took a lot of Phantom of the Opera tunes and put them together. They also did Paul Simon? It was Paul Simon one year, which is really quite cool. They didn't get very far with it, but it was really quite cool. There was a lot of stuff you wouldn't have considered, you wouldn't have thought of when you think of marching band, Paul Simon. So it was intriguing. It was an interesting program. Yet another collection of Sousa marches. And I have to get back. It's a good thing, too, because my battery's about to die. It just told me. It's still recording, but oh, 19? Yeah, 19 minutes on the last mile. I'm not surprised. At least I was out. At least I walked. It wasn't a record pace. It wasn't even hardly a workout, but I did get my bones moving. Did get my joints active. They didn't do it very quickly. At least they were moving. But tomorrow, as I'm fond of saying, it's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.